Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, we are live for another episode of Battle Rap, Pam and Gina's No Filter Radio, guys. We were gone for, we took a look at a week hiatus. That is all. And we relocated days, so we are on Wednesdays in lieu of Woman Crush Wednesday, but we are back in full effect. And we're not going anywhere. I just need to make sure that my Neek is on, my Pam, and my Gina.
I am here.
Okay,
did you guys
so
miss
are,
us? Because we back.
We back.
We
I'm sure they missed
us. But we back.
Yeah, we were only going
we've been only
gone
a week, but we back.
I don't know why it felt longer to me.
Because we so used
I don't
to
know.
Talking our shit all the time. That's why.
Yeah, but... Okay, just wanted to make sure. I'm sure that they missed us when we still have people messaging me because I don't want.
It did feel like a long time though. Like
it
felt
really
like we was gone for way longer than a week. Like way longer. I don't know why it felt so long. But Wednesdays is our new days. And that was Gina's idea for Woman Crush Wednesdays. That was her brilliant idea. So yeah, every Wednesday we will be here 9 p.m. with Eastern Standard Time. Every Wednesday.
And it's 8 p.m. Central,
talking,
yes. Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're not
talking
going
about whatever. We're talking about whatever you guys want to talk about. That's what we really talk about, whatever you guys want to talk about, pretty much.
That's right.
Tonight we are talking about, we have Av calling up in a little bit, in a, later on in the show. He just did Born Legacy 2. And everybody and their mama has been talking about Av and Rum Nitty's performance. Like, that is all I've been hearing. I've only been hearing about Av and Rum Nitty's performance. That's it. I haven't really heard much about anybody. Not saying that nobody else did well, because I'm sure everybody did great. But I have just been hearing how crazy Av and Rum Nitty's battle was. So I'm super excited to pick his brain and talk to him tonight about that. And then Jaquise was at the Where Your Bars At event this weekend.
Yes. Shout out to Southern Battle Rap, man. Shout out to the Southern Battle Rap movement. To Scotty and a whole Houston Barco team. They actually put on an amazing weekend. It was a good weekend for Battle Rap. I couldn't make it to New York for the URL thing, but that's okay because I don't feel like I missed the beat. It was refreshing, to say the least, the Southern Battle Rap scene. You know what? I'm not going to lie. When I first moved here, I just knew the Battle Rap scene was going to be shit. Like,
she said it was going to be garbage.
I did assume that. I'm pleasantly surprised, and I am happy to say that they are some fucking, like, they really are somebody to fuck with. So these are people that people have to come see. They need to come and see some of these people. Beretta Blaze, she wants us to mention her in 40, so I definitely will touch on that a little later. But she is Southern Battle Rap.
Oh, wait, they battled already, right?
They did. I want to say on New Orleans. New Orleans Battle League.
Oh, so you didn't, okay, so you didn't see it, though.
I didn't go to that. That wasn't at the Houston Barco.
Okay.
That was on February 13th, in New Orleans.
Okay.
They battled. So 42, and that was the week after.
I'm pretty curious to see or to hear how that turned out, Beretta Blaze and 40 Bars. I don't know.
Beretta Blaze got a lot. She actually is really dope, and in the South, they fucking love her. She M.O. Gang.
Yes.
So I'm learning all these names for Southern Battle Rap. All of it is new to me. Like, a lot of the people that were battling were extremely new faces. Some people I've never even heard of yet even seen their battles. Like, aside from, like, Beretta Blaze and shit. I haven't seen her shit. But, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Jackie Boy and Maestro and Double M. Well,
all these names
I got to
get familiar with.
You need to. I'm going to say that because these niggas really was fucking, like, a fucking issue. KZ is, like, a known guy there. Like, he's, like a major person in the South. Houston and, I guess, Texas in particular. But he definitely, him and... Focus. Was it Focus? Wasn't it Focus?
Is it Four?
Yeah.
I think it's Four. Yeah, Four.
Whatever. Four
he spells his name funny. He puts a four and then K-U-S, so I think it's Four Cuz. So I don't know
four
how to pronounce his freaking name. four
okay,
kids.
Okay, four cuz. The number four, K-U-S. I forgot it.
His son's name, Matt Annoying.
Four K-U-S. Like, four K-U-S. Gorgeous face as Gutterville face. He's from Louisiana. I want to say he's from New Orleans, but some of them be from, like, Baton Rouge, which is, like, very, like, close proximity, but I think they all, like, from New Orleans, just different, like, wards or whatever the fuck you call it. But him and I gave it to Kayla anyway, though. Focus, kind of stumbled a little bit, just a little bit when he started. His phone actually rang in his pocket. No, but he still did good, though. He was able to get it back real fast. Like, if you ever fuck up, I'm really going to judge you on your reaction time. Like, how you can bounce back really counts to me. So he bounced back, and he got his shit off, and he was smooth sailing, but I still gave it to Kayla. He's one of, you know, all these niggas out here got gold teeth and shit. Gold country.
Like everybody
Double
got gold
L.
teeth and chew corn.
Nah, chill out. No blasphemy, because I ain't seen not a piece of corn in this motherfucking place. But they was on the grill. Shout out to Scotty. He made sure that everybody was fed.
The grill?
Nigga, they was barbecuing that because we had.
Nigga
you,
said the
nigga.
Grill.
So the first day was like the warm up, and they had, I know for a fact, like, the main thing for the warm-up was, I want to say his name is, versus Boog from Flatline from New Orleans. That battle was super dope. I still gave it to Boog. Of course, Boog did his thing, but T.Y. did his thing, too. He a chef, but whatever. He wasn't on the grill, but they served food. That one was in a park, yo. It was, like, in the middle of a basketball court, in the middle of, I want to say it was Third Ward they had me in. They just didn't tell me
they
I was
brought
in Third
it back
Ward
old
until after. They bought, yeah, that shit was in the middle of the park. It was at night. They had the lights up, had the DJ going, had the barbecue going, and we stood around the court, and we stood and watched them niggas go at it, and it was a lot of good people that we going to see when the footage drops. They were super dope on the warm-up. Second day was, we going to start with the first battle. I'm going to go from, like, memory, because I didn't get drunk this event. Ha! Well, I got
we
the
can't
warm-up,
get drunk,
drunk
at events anymore.
Yeah, because I don't remember shit. But the, the event, the second day, I was super sober, though, like super sober. It was Irvin William S. William S. is from, I want to say, Dallas. And he, he battled Irv. Irv is Ammo Gang as well, Grind Gang. He's from a South Park part of Houston, Texas. And that nigga, Irv surprised me.
I heard Irv did a good job. I heard Irv.
He was in his bag. He did. William S. did too, but people saying, okay. But Irv did. You know what? I was really, really surprised that Irv did as well. I don't want to say like I didn't know because I've heard Irv music because Irv rap. Irv makes like really good like music. He makes really good music, but I didn't think it would translate well to, like, battle rap. But he actually was like, nigga. And he little as hell, but he had, like, such a big stage presence. He did extremely well. He definitely took that battle because that was a one-rounder, and he took that battle. Second battle was, God damn it, who was it? I'm missing up order because I know for sure this is not the right order. It might have been Double M. And
well,
Killer.
Just go from memory. You don't have to go in
Double M and
order.
Killer. Double M and Killer was battle of the night. I'm going to say Double M and Killer was battle of the night. They both was, it was just like head for head. They was like matching bar for bar. I'm going to edge it, though, to Double M because he had his pen for me was a little more creative, where Killer was like punchline, punchline, punchline. But, you know, I like pen game. Hence, my favorite battle rapper is like pen craze. I don't want to hear it. Killers. You know what? God damn it! I'm gonna talk to Scotty about this because this card was Ammo Gang the fuck out because Killer is Ammo Gang too. And that's the second Ammo. It's like three. Who else is on? Kayla is Ammo Gang, and Swizzy, or they call him Swab. He Ammo Gang too. It was fucking the four battles that happened was all Ammo Gang niggas. Now that I think about it, and Maestro. You know what, Scotty? Is Scotty Ammo Gang too? Because I don't even have anything to add.
Any more battles that?
Yes. That we need to talk about?
Yes.
All of them we need to discuss. We talked about focus already. That was, like, premature. I still gave that to Kayla. Then we had Maestro and Jackie Boy. And Jackie Boy, let B. Eric tell it. B. Eric said he lost his soul the first round. Oh, okay.
What up?
Fuck B. Eric. that just made my, look, you couldn't even let me finish my thought. But B. Eric said Jackie Boy lost his soul in the first round. I think he, like, got threw off a little bit because he didn't expect, because he went first, Maestro went second. I don't think he expected Maestro to come how Maestro came, but Maestro's performance of the night, he was, like, in his bag. He had to glow, yo. Like, I can't even, like, anybody on that card that would have stood, he had the juice that day, yo. Anybody that would have stood in front of him definitely would have probably lost. And that battle, Lawrence from RBE, shout out to RBE and ARP and all them. They got Jay Murda and JC dropping tomorrow, everybody. But besides that, he put up $500 for the
just
battle.
Just to say,
so they,
Jay Murda got robbed, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I watched the battle. I watched that battle, but we'll talk about that later.
He got robbed, but okay.
Watch that battle. I watched that battle.
He
but,
got robbed.
Bro! He did not.
He got
so,
robbed
by
highway robbery. That's the crazy.
You delusional. But we ain't going to talk about this because I hate to get into anything about JC online because it'll be a three-hour conversation, so we're not going to go there. We're not going there. So, but Maestro, again, was in his back. He MO gang as well. That Negro, that light-skinned, vanilla, khaki-colored Negro did very fucking good, yo. And it was no debate. Like, they went to judges to get the winner, but everybody in the room knew. Jackie Boy even knew that he lost. Like, there was no debating. He lost each round to Maestro. And that shit was fucking fire. And from start to finish, the DJ was cracking. The room, let me tell y'all about the room. The room was full of cool-ass people and some fine-ass. These women in this, shout out to the girl in the green dress. I don't know who you was. I don't know where you came from. I don't know who you belonged to. But she was so fine. Like, I'll never forget her.
You said there was a bunch of women?
It was a bunch of fine, yo. When Scotty first told me when I first moved here, he was like, when you come to a Houston Barcode event, you're going to have fun. The women in there going to be packed. He was like, it's a different caliber of a woman. Yo, he wasn't lying. And they that Texas, down south, ate they cornbread but got a small waist thick.
Okay,
was
so that's
legit.
Where I need to be.
Yeah, you need to, man. I'm telling you. And the energy was everything. It was no drama from start to finish. Everything went how it was supposed to. Everybody got up there and did their thing. Nobody let anybody down. Everybody started. They set the tone.
Here.
Yeah. My son's here. So it was a very good event. So shout out to Southern Battle Rap. Not even just Scotty. Southern Battle Rap all together.
I know that he is doing the damn thing, working hard, and you know, he's definitely putting off for Houston and all of the, you know, for down south in general. He's definitely trying to get that Southern Battle Rap popping, and we see you. I'm going to have to buy my plane ticket to come down south real soon before 2016 is over because I need to see what this down south battle rap life be like. Definitely got to make my way down there. All right, so tonight's topic, perception is reality. Image and
yes.
Fan perception. Come on, you.
So I was having this conversation with Snake Eyes. Shout out to Snake Eyes, too. He had a dope battle with Ryder on URL a few weeks back. And he was saying that people don't care about, like, their image per se. They say some of our favorite battle rappers don't even carry themselves. Like, and I don't know at what point it's, like, really important. I mean, it is important. Like, image sales is part of a marketing tool. It's more than just rapping. So it makes, like, sense. But I don't think that it should hold that as much weight as it does with some people. And some people think it does. So we perceive you to be, like, this gritty, don't care about yourself image, then I guess.
Wait. So.
That's what they told me.
So Snake Eyes is saying that I'm confused.
Image is very important.
I think that's kind of bullshit.
And why is that?
Because look at niggas like Mike. Well, let me not say niggas, but look at people like Mike P. and those kind of rappers. Look at his image. Image is not image and everything. You look at Mike P. and you probably would think there's nothing that he's gonna say to move me. And I see Mike P. spit, and I see the hardest looking niggas react.
Well, with Mike P., see, I think that his exterior, which happens to be a white boy, and he looks like very just
right.
like Catholic schooly, but he doesn't look like a bum. Like, snake eyes was talking about niggas being like bums. He wasn't talking about niggas looking like a white boy. Hell, he can't change his color unless he want to be OD disrespectful and get beat the fuck up and paint black face. But other than that, he can't change his color. He white. I don't care what he. So he might be gonna be
but
white.
But then you have the white boys that look like they kick your ass if you breathe too hard. And that's
true. Like who?
Like
no,
like
Mike. Mike P has like the
that,
very
like who?
Who?
Slim Jesus. That's who.
Slim Jesus look like what?
You ever see Slim Jesus running around with machetes and shit and machine guns and shit? That's a white
girl. His whole image was disputed once he put that disclaimer in front of his video. These are pop stunts and yeah. And he done got hemmed up already about 3 times on camera. So Slim Jesus does not count, chat. So say somebody else, chat.
I'm just saying.
Say somebody
before
else.
We knew he was getting hemmed up, he looked like he slapped the shit out of him.
No, he didn't. You know, maybe it's because I went to school with some white people, and I can tell, honey, I see the fraud when I see a fraud. And I could tell some Jesus was trying to pull that image too hard for me. So that don't count for me. That doesn't matter to me. I've been around some shit. I done heard some white people talk and forget that they are actually white. Like, I feel like they some nigga in the hood with me. Like, I just feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like they in the hood with me. Somebody. Folks gonna say he don't want to hear about no Mike P. Shut up.
Who said that?
4K us.
4K us. Shut the fuck up, man. Mike P will buy you. How about that? How about that, apples? Not playing. I'm playing. Let me stop for somebody get upset and try and beat me up.
They gonna get upset, girl.
Yeah, somebody gonna try and
violate.
Also, I didn't go to Born Legacy. Unfortunately, I didn't go to all the PGs, unfortunately. But if anybody was there and you guys want to give your recap or any battles that stood out to you and you want to tell us about them, we're about to go into that little aspect of it real quick.
I think Ash, if Ash is on there, I don't know, she might be asleep. She got a new job. Shout out to Ash Cat. She part of Coochie Gang. She got a new and a better job. So congratulations, Mama. We always show love to that. Coochie.
But yeah, from what I heard, I heard about two battles only. I only heard about two battles. I heard about Av, and I heard about Sin Reed. That's it. I literally did not hear. Oh, and I heard Mike P and Tink did good too. I heard that they was fire. But I got to tell you, son, all I kept hearing about was Av and Rum Nitty. That's it. I seen one of the niggas that was on the card make a post and was like, yo, Av and Rum Nitty was fire. And a nigga commented, was like, my nigga, didn't you battle tonight too? Like, fuck, you're not even talking about your own battle. You're talking about these niggas battle. So I heard that. I heard it was absolutely incredible. So I am waiting to see this footage because from what everybody's been telling me and from what everybody's been saying, this is like the battle of the year, the best battle ever so far. Is from what I'm
yeah,
hearing.
that's what I'm hearing too.
I've been hearing it nonstop till today. People are still saying that this is the best battle of the year so far. So. And I wasn't expecting that. I was kind of expecting like a clean sweep from one of the opponents to the other. But I ain't going to say who I was expecting a clean sweep who. but I was expecting a clean. But I did hear somebody got 3-0'd, though. I did hear Rum Nitty might have 3-0'd Av, but
Av I think to my understanding, it was like an edge each round, to my understanding.
Right.
To my understanding, Rum Nitty
edged each round.
Yeah,
but
I was listening to the war report.
Such a damn good job, as they say. How the fuck was he edging each round? I don't know. I don't know.
What you mean?
I have no idea.
What you mean? Okay, so I was listening to the war report. Shout out to the war report. They always show us love. Dutch, Ike, P, and all them. And they were saying, and P made such a valid point, yo. He'd be speaking some real, real truth. And he was just like, we need to give Av credit where credit is due, for, because he's battled 3 times in like less than, 3 months, yo. And he's had 3 consistent rounds each battle. So that means a total of 9 rounds, solid rounds. Av.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. I don't know how you – I got to give these niggas such – all battle rappers such respect. How y'all can come with 3 rounds of material every time, especially when you battle in such a short window of space like he has.
He came in doing what he was supposed to do, and he's remained consistent the following two – the battles that followed his debut on URL. So – shout out to Av. He should be on like a little later.
Av is on actually. We could actually take Av now, because I just seen him click 1, which means that he must be on. So Av, we're about to click you on so you can talk your shit. You are on live right now with Pam and Gina, Coochie Gang, No Filter Radio. Av, what's popping?
What's good?
He's so laid back.
He's sick right now. He's not feeling good.
Yeah, the weather fucking me up out there, yo. Now it was like cold out that shit. Like, we come back home, it's like 80 degrees. So, you know, it's kind of fucked me up a little bit. I'm good, though.
All right, so, you trying to say New York weather got you sick? Is that what you, I mean?
Nah. I ain't gonna do that.
Oh,
I ain't gonna do that.
Because that Virginia weather ain't that popping either.
You can do that, because it happened to me when I got back from New York back at the beginning of February. I damn near died when I got home.
I got your back.
That's what they think. That's what they think about the South, for real.
I be telling Smack all the time. Smack, every time Smack say Virginia, he named, you know, Petersburg and Franklin, and, you know, shout out to them niggas. I got a lot of niggas out there, too, but nah, it ain't like that. I'm from Norfolk. You know, that's a whole different place. You know what I mean?
So, Av, you know we got to get into your Rum Nitty battle, because that is all we've been hearing about. That is all people have been talking about. So, you know, we got to chop this fable real quick.
All right.
So, how do you call it?
You know what, it's crazy, because a lot of people saying this, you know, like everybody's saying it's already a classic. Like Surf even tapped me and was like, yo, my nigga, you got a classic. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I think in the building he got it, you know what I'm saying? My rounds were shorter than his, so it's more bars to pick from his, and it's probably kind of how he edged it, because my rounds was just straight 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
He rapped, you know, he rapped longer, so you got more bars to pick. Like, I ain't making that no excuse or no shit like that. It's just what it is. But, you know, I think I hit my ground. You know what I'm saying? That's my fucking Rum Nitty. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rum. Like, a lot of niggas like, man, Av can't hold his own with him. There was a lot of people sleeping, and also had a lot of people thinking that if I could hold my own with him, I think we did all right.
I'm going to say, because then I know I heard you mention that his rounds were longer, or he had, you know, I guess more material, whatever, however you want to put it. I don't think that's me personally, I don't want to say that's a good enough reason to say, oh, okay, you got the W. Like, no matter if you kick him more, because I'm waiting until I see the battle for myself to declare who I think won. And it's not going to be, for me, it's not going to be about who raps longer.
No, he was hitting. You know, he was hitting. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, Rum is nice, you know, and it was just an excitement to see him on that stage anyway. So, you know, he definitely cooked. He definitely did his numbers.
I heard both of y'all did y'all numbers, though. I heard both of y'all completely left stage. Left the stage, left Earth. And I was following on I was following on, like, BattleRap.com and RapGrid, and the way they were tweeting, I'm like, I wish I was there, because they were tweeting with so much energy. They were just like, yo, this nigga Av left Earth, and they, like, Rum Nitty just left Earth, and they, like, Av left Earth. And it's been a long time since we've seen a battle where all three rounds from all opponents was fire. Like, all three rounds was all consistent, no slacking, because I feel like most battle rappers nowadays, they'll put y'all all into your first and the third and then slack on the second a little bit.
Nah, I was trying to kill everything. Like, that's what I do every time, like, you know, not to be on no cocky shit. It's just that, you know, like you said, battle rap has been slacking up, but excuse me. I ain't the superhero or the savior of this shit. Man, I'm just trying to do my numbers. But, yeah, you know, the key was the right
and
order.
And doing your numbers. Yeah. Oof, I heard that's what you're doing. All right, so who's next?
I'm actually chilling right now for a minute. Like, I could have jumped right back in on this April 23rd card. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be another one. I don't know if I was supposed to shoot that out there, but Born Legacy 3. But I'm going to sit back for a minute, man. You know, fuck with this music, like, because they're talking Rookies vs. Vets 2. So it's a couple names on that table, but I'm supposed to be on that card. So, you know, meantime,
okay,
I'm just fucking with me.
Is there anybody that you want to battle? Like, is there anybody that you for sure say, like, that's on your hit list that you got to kill?
Nah, it don't matter. You know.
So y'all probably doesn't matter.
No, I don't mind.
You know what's funny, though? But on his stance, though, again, I got to keep reps in the war report because P was really talking his shit yesterday. I don't know what the fuck. But he was like that everybody should battle their last performance, not necessarily worry about their opponent, but you battling, like, what you did your other battle. So more than anything, it don't matter who's standing in front of you. You're supposed to just be ready to kill whoever. You don't need a particular hit list.
I don't really have a hit list, you know what I'm saying? Like, I threw a couple shots. I always throw some type of little shot at somebody in my battle.
Who threw shots at?
I think I threw a little shot at Magic. I threw a shot at Old Red. Like, my first battle, none. I threw a shot at DNA. You know, it's just like, man, just letting niggas know I'm out shit, you know? So,
I wouldn't want to see DNA. Be Magic, he's retiring or some shit like that, or going into a retirement home. I heard Be Magic is retiring.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, too.
I've heard that, too, but all them niggas say that.
Yeah, them niggas just want some attention, that's all. Like, them niggas have poor performances and then blame it on the new niggas. Like, what the fuck I got to do with your shit? You know what I mean? So that's why I threw a shot at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut that shit up. Like, I ain't no little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So
how are you doing now that you're on your way to stardom? Because that's what's happening. I keep telling you, you got to be Hollywood.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. You Hollywood.
Nah, never. Does it feel? Are you taking it all in? Like, how is it? How has it been since your first battle to now?
It's been dope, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people showing a lot of love, man. I like to see my name mentioned. You know what I'm saying? Because our town, you know where we from, battle rap ain't never been. You know what I'm saying? But Virginia is not a real big battle rap state, so we just trying to put on for the state. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope. I mean, we ain't got that many niggas out here that, you know what I'm saying, that's on big platforms such as URL, you know what I'm saying? Like, my bro X just went crazy on Dot. I don't know how they ain't talking about that. He just destroyed Dot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he just destroyed that boy. So shout out to my nigga X. Like, we just trying to put on for the time, man. That's all. It feel good.
I swear the first time I seen your battle with Nunna, I swear to God, we can pull tape and everything. I was like, yo, this nigga Am gonna be a fucking problem. I've been on that forever. So don't like
appreciate
get
that.
To the top and let me down. That's all I'm saying.
No, I definitely
new favorite.
Cocky shit. Appreciate that. I just like to talk my shit a little bit. But
and we can talk phase.
Yeah, you guys still.
Chill a couple more niggas. I gotta see this Rum Nitty battle because I gotta see it. It needs to drop like tomorrow. I need to see it because if I don't see it, I'm gonna be pissed because if niggas keep talking about it and I can't see it. I was asking, nobody didn't even take a quick Snapchat video or something. Like, damn,
it was a couple videos on Twitter.
I need to be tagged to some of these videos because honestly, this shit is crazy.
When that footage dropped, though, it's gonna be a lot of bars that niggas didn't catch in mind. That's gonna be like, wow, that's crazy. So that's another reason why You know, because I can't wait for the footage either. Because, like, you know, I had some shit in them rounds. So when a nigga hit, like, because everybody think I just punch. And when you see the battle, you know, I do punch. But, you know, I do other things besides punching. So you'll see the difference, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
well, definitely looking forward to seeing more of you. And definitely hope to see you soon, because I want to see. There's some people I want to see, so I ain't going to say who, though. There's some people
who?
That I might
want to
see.
That you want me to see?
I'm not going to see. You didn't tell us who your hit list was, so I damn sure ain't going to tell you mine.
I mean, I don't have a hit list, but there's some niggas that I wouldn't mind standing in front of. Like, I like to battle
like,
over it.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, who? And DNA is out, because you and DNA just don't make no damn sense.
Why not?
I agree.
It just
Why
don't
it?
Make no sense. Y'all not on the same... Let me not say I'm not on the same level, but I don't see DNA punching like you. I just, no, that's, no. That's not. We
like
need
niggas,
another
niggas I wouldn't mind battling. It's supposed to be Big T, Rookies vs. Vets, too. That's the first name I've been hearing. I wouldn't mind battling Big T, though.
I wouldn't mind you battling somebody like Big T.
JC,
would
I wouldn't mind battling JC.
I would
battle
JC.
Yeah, I would love to
battle
JC.
He said
he said
yeah,
that okay,
yeah,
all right.
That nigga's crazy.
I mean, it would be very.
No,
I would
crazy.
Have to be in the building. Oh hell yeah, that's my favorite battle rapper. And that's what I'm saying. You're
please
making your way
say,
to be my new favorite.
Please
no,
don't say it would be very hard for him to be JC because we
hold
don't.
On,
say
I didn't say that either, but I'm definitely not gonna say that. He definitely crazy. Thank you, Av. I said he's working his way to be my new favorite. First of fucking all, Av is. But as right now, JC has that spot. But if they battle, I have to be there. I'm going to stand just in the middle, though, because I ain't going to choose. But I'm saying, if that happened, I have to be there. I don't give a fuck where it's at. It could be a fucking New Zealand or something. I'm coming. That's all I'm saying. I have to be there
for that
one. For sure. Shut up, Nico, talking
about
Av.
I gave you a couple names, man. As your go.
He set you up.
Hollywood. Like Hollywood.
That's not me. You keep calling me that. I don't understand why.
She
all right.
I'm not. Before you go, Av, let everybody know where they can find you, your social media, Instagram,
yeah, on
Facebook,
the book,
Twitter.
On the book, I'm, who the fuck am I? Am King, _Av, excuse me, on Instagram, Shark City, _Av, same thing on Twitter. Like, I don't really be on Twitter too much. I just peek in every now and then. But, you know, fuck with me. I got some new music on the way. Got some good shit coming up. Shout out to the Cave Gang, my bros, all that good shit. Like, my boy Rock is serving, about to go crazy.
That's what's up.
Will you be in the building for that, or are you going to come just support at least, or no?
Nah, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming out. Y'all coming through?
Definitely look forward to seeing more.
Yeah, Pam and Gina going to be in there, bitch. I booked my flight already. We already in there. We're
okay.
Going to be so live. Y'all going to see us. We ain't got to do it. I'm going to wear all black, and y'all still going to see us. I'm going to be in
where
the
you,
back
where
of the
you
corner.
From, where you from? Because you said, where you from? Because you said finna be. You got some South in you, don't
No.
She's from the Midwest.
Oh, she said,
I'm from
she
Indiana.
Said
I'm from the Midwest, okay? She's from fucking Indiana.
Ooh,
yeah,
don't feel like that,
aggressive.
Honey.
Yeah, she
Gigi,
said that shit
don't
aggressive.
Don't be rude. Hello?
I'm just Gary.
Don't do me like that, though. So finna is like a real Midwest term. Not
yeah,
a
Midwest. We use that shit. Fucking. We talk
about that. They're like borderline South, too. It's that. Look, Nico can shut her ass up. I'm from Gary, Indiana. Nico from where she's from?
Hollywood.
I know, right?
USA.
Exactly. Hollywood.
I'm from New York. I'm from New York.
No, we'll be there, though. Our flights are booked. Well, my flight's booked. Nico live there, but my flight's booked, so we are in the building for sure. So we will be there.
Definitely
what's
forward to seeing you, Av. Thank you so much for calling
appreciate
up. I hope you feel better.
Go take
don't make
head.
This the last time.
And hot tea.
No, I'm drinking some tequila and tea right now, so I'm going to see what that
oh,
does.
Oh, hello.
Tequila,
that's like a whack-ass. That's not a hottie toddy. Are you trying to make a hottie toddy? Because that's wrong.
I'm just drinking tea, and then I got some tequila, too. Like, two separate bottles. Like,
so he turned up. but trying to get better. Like, that's
Wait, Gosh, definitely. Thank you so much for calling in, though.
I appreciate
that. Google Hadi Sadi. It's liquor. It's like rum and some damn cough syrup or some shit. Some weird.
Oh, hell no.
But it works.
No, hell no. No, I appreciate that, though.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always.
No, I'm hitting y'all up tomorrow.
Thank you.
So every Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Coochie Gang is in the building.
Got you. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Man, this nigga ass. I can't wait till that battle comes out. I cannot wait to see that battle. All right, so if y'all was on Born Legacy, I said if y'all was on Born Legacy to call up and talk your shit. So there's some people on.
I got a few people that told me they was on it. They're tagging. Hopefully they quiet because they was 20 minutes ago they was walking into their house.
I see a 773 number.
Oh,
what's that?
713?
773. Isn't that Chicago?
773. That's probably a girl. Who the hell from Chicago that was on the card?
I don't know,
was that?
I'm about to take a few calls. Let's see a 773 number.
You starting from the bottom?
Yes, I'm starting from the bottom on my way up. That number is intriguing me. 773-392, what's up? You on with Pam and Gina?
You better know a CJ's number. It's intriguing. You know why it's intriguing.
I
was at Born Legacy too. I was there. I was like Alonzo. I was listening over the phone. Them battles was fire though. Let me tell you what happened.
Mute him.
No, I'm serious. Coochie Gang. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Y'all can kick me off. I was just saying hi. Thanks for changing it to Wednesday.
Seriously?
I can call now.
Oh, now you can.
I can call now. Yes, I'll be at the bone down there on Tuesday. I told y'all that. Y'all can mute me, though, because I wasn't there for real.
All right. We definitely muting your stupid ass. Are you crazy? What's wrong with CJ? I thought he had something smart to say.
I believe that's Nipsey. 410-842. You on with Pam and Gina. Nipsey.
What's up?
Give us the rundown, brother, with your bald head.
And hurry the fuck up, bro.
I can get off the phone right now. You're going to be disrespectful with your bald-headed ass. Don't do that.
Let's go, Martin. Cole.
Nipsey. That's Nipsey, bro. That's Nipsey. He's in the shot. Go ahead.
Hell.
Let me hear you.
I mean, the whole night was funny as hell. Like, we first got there. Everybody with tickets got there, like, two niggas who had been just standing in line just trying to take chances on life. Had been there since like 10 in the morning hoping they was going to get a ticket. But that's why I keep trying to tell niggas, like, when you have like 50, 60 niggas who bought their ticket in advance and you got all the people from URL, including the Battlers, Day Plus One, URL staff, cameraman, all that shit, like there wasn't going to be really no room. So like hella people that was in line didn't get in because, you know, they said first come, first serve. So coming off top, it was already somewhat packed in the building. We get in there, everything cool. Bangs and Jay West come up. Bangs and Jay West, first round, Bangs is nice. And then Jay West come out, and he was okay. He wasn't nothing crazy, but then he started doing some prop shit. Like he fell back into the crowd of his niggas and flipped into a bar. But then starting the second round, Bangs flipped that to a rebuttal. That shit was fire. That whole battle was cool for it. I guess I give it to Jerry T1. It'll probably be a low close on Cam because Bangs
I forgot about Jerry and Bangs.
Yeah, I actually was I'm not gonna lie, I was a little let down by the battle because I thought it was gonna be like one of the best battles of the night. But it was a good battle. It wasn't nothing taken away from the battle. It was a good battle. It was just, you know, It was a good matchup. Huh?
It wasn't what you expected?
Nah, I expected more out of Bang, to be honest. I mean, I think he's trying to keep replicating that performance versus Gwitty, and it's just not happening for him right now, but he's still nice. Bang's, his delivery is so awkward sometimes, the pauses just kind of throw you off. So in the building, it wasn't as entertaining as the last time I seen him. But
it'll come. It's supposed to come.
Then it was Bonus versus Nun Nun.
Yeah. Oh, shit, let me hear that, because you know Bonus, Trap or Die, you know how that go.
Bonus got almost killed.
Damn.
I'm not, look,
now,
look,
wait,
look.
Hold on, all right? Now,
uh-huh.
When you say killed,
almost
right? What, almost how, though?
Like, for all right, so the first round, Nun Nun. Now, I had seen Nun Nun on the Perfect Day to Die 2 PG card, and I was like, I seen him, and I seen he had improved since Av whipped his ass, right? But they didn't drop that battle because, you know, Haitian wasn't really good at that battle, plus he was choking hella long, so niggas were sleeping on Nun Nun. Next thing you know, Nun Nun come out the gate, and he just started cooking in that first round, and you see the faces on the crowd like, wait, why the fuck is he going off like this? So then Bonus come back with his first round. His first round is lit. Like, Bonus' first round was fire. Like, I edged him that round. I'm not even going to lie to you.
The
like,
first round?
To me, yeah, to me, he got that round. In the second round, this man Nun Nun had a rebuttal to start off the round, and then the whole second round, from there, it was just a downhill battle for Bonus because Nun Nun was going crazy. In the second round, I remember the third round, he had a line about the flowers tattooed on Bonus' neck, and Nun Nun had the crowd going crazy, crazy. Everybody was shocked because they didn't know Nun Nun could do that, but, you know, Bonus did get around to me, but on cam, it's going to be almost a clear 2-1. Like, some people might give it to Nun Nun 3-0, but I personally won't do that.
Let me what other battle? I need to hear you tell. Did you see Tylo and Cicero?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
That battle had terrible timing, cause
they started late.
It's not even that. It's like every battle after Av and Rum Nitty wasn't gonna get the same hype because they sucked the air out of that room. Like, when I tell you that battle, Rum Nitty versus Av, from the jump in the first round, Av completely lost his mind. And then when you think that Nitty can't do better than that, this nigga Nitty comes out and just goes above that every time. Like, it was insane, like, to the point where it was in the second round, niggas was cheering at every haymaker because it was like a haymaker every two or four bars between the both of them that niggas couldn't even yell no more. Like, it was to the point where it's just like all you hear in the crowd is just like, oh, man. Like, it was just like another one. Like, it's just one of those things where it's just like, how can they do this? Like, and after that battle, after that battle, that was the fourth battle on the card. After that battle, everybody in that room except for maybe like, people, and it's like 160 in the room. Everybody went outside because they needed to get air. Everybody. Like, they cleared the room to the point where it was like a mandatory intermission because everybody left that room. Like, it was insane. Like,
Oh, man. I gotta hurry up and see this shit.
Nah, man, it's like when I look back on what I did, I was tweeting out some bars. And I was looking at him, and I went back and reread it, and I started reacting again as if I was
you
there
was
again.
There? You
fucking yeah, I was there. I was there, but it's like I was there. But then when I went back and looked at my recap post, and then I started reading the bars that I was typing while I was in the building, I started having that feeling again, looking over how crazy it actually was, and it was just like I cannot wait till that battle comes out. Like, that battle shut down everything. Like, that battle alone was worth the $100 up front. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Tylo and Cicero now, because I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate now for Tylo now. I fuck with Tylo now. What happened? I need it straight.
I'm gonna be honest. I seen some online people that was giving Cicero the battle. I don't know how. Because although Cicero's flow is so polished for somebody who just came to this era after the Cortez battle. Like, his flow is polished, but the bars were outdated And it was just one of those things where it's like you weren't wild. It was like you could get into it because of the flow, but it wasn't nothing crazy. Law, although, he was punching, and he was punching, and he just didn't stop punching almost the whole time. Like, I can give it a good clear 2-1, maybe 3-0, depending on I mean, it's going to look better on footage for Law, but it's in the building, I had Law taking it. I'm like, there's no way I had Cicero. If Law won in the building, there was no way Cicero was winning on Cam. And that's just being honest, unless it was like something extremely crazy.
I heard some people say Ty Law. I heard some people say Cicero. I've heard mixed reviews on that battle. So that's another one that I'm just curious to see how it looks on camera, because I've been hearing both sides of the coin with that one. So
it was a cool battle, but it's like, it's kind of, it's, I think it was three battles after the Rum Nitty and Ad battle. I think it was like the Cortez Chilla, the Tyler Cicero, the Reed Dollars and Chess. And I think those are the only
Reed
three
Dollars
that was after
Chess.
That.
What's up with that one? How did that one go? That's the last thing I want to know about. How did Reed Dollars and Chess go?
Reed went first. And I was expecting somewhat like a exact performance like he had versus John, where it was just like the flow was okay, but the bars weren't there. But Reed surprised the shit out of me. Like, his first round was really, really good. Like, at some point, he was just like, everybody in the room, it was the same thing as when none went off. It was just like, when did Reed get this nice? And niggas would start cheering. I started cheering for Reed. And I it's not like I'm a Reed hater or anything, but it's just like I didn't think I'd be cheering like that for Reed, because it was just like I didn't see it coming. And then
so
Chess went his first.
Do you think he won?
I got Chess 2-1, but it's a lot of stuff that went on with that battle as far as like mic issues. And then there's a weird thing where like Chess first round was long as hell. And then when Reed went his second, Reed was getting in his bag and he was going in on the second. And then they cut his round, like he was trying to get through a scheme, and then the crowd started cheering in the middle of the scheme. Now, any other time this shit happened, they let the battle restart it over so he can get his scheme out. But it's just like it off right there. So they cut Reed round off, and everybody in the crowd was just like, wait, why'd you cut his round off like that? Didn't even let him get his shit off. And it was just weird. So just like it was a couple of things that went on. Personally, I got Chess winning because I think he took the third and Reed choked in the third.
Can't
but it
do
wasn't
a choke,
it wasn't no huh?
Can't stand them chokes, my nigga. Them chokes is not what's up.
Chess stumbled near the end of his too.
I heard he stumbled. I did hear that. I heard Chess stumble a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna call it a full blown choke, but it was a stumble near the end of his third. Like the third from both was solid but nothing crazy. I had Chess first as being crazy. I had Reed second as being crazy. That'll actually just come down to footage in the building. I couldn't call it. I'd probably edge it to 2-1 Chess if I had to. Like, as a whole, that event was crazy. Like, man.
Well, thank you, Nipsey Ballhead, for calling in and giving us your recap.
Thank you, Big Ass Forehead.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't be insulted. We're going to mute you because we need to move up some callers. Shut up, Nipsey. You're going to be nice. Are you going to be at, what's the face? Double Impact?
Oh, no, I'm not going to Double Impact. Mm-mm. Nah, not a chance. Because I'm so burnt out on 2-on-2s because of DNA and K-Shine, and plus, I don't trust a lot of them names.
Because I'm coming back. And last time I was out there, I was really mean. It was just a lot of stuff going on. And I didn't have, like, the chance to properly, like, hang.
What's your smart ass say?
I'm not.
What happened?
I think about
just making a trip up there, but I ain't coming to that event. No, I'm good on that.
Okay. Don't say I didn't try.
Mm-hmm. All right,
we're moving up.
We don't mute you now. 917, I know this number. 917-855, you are on live with Cam and Gina.
Who is this?
Fettuccine Linguini Ravioli.
Why you can't just say your first name?
Because he gotta be extra, because he's just extra.
You gotta say his whole entire stage name and the name he says when he ends his round. That's why he can't just say Fettuccine.
Why you gotta ask why?
Never mind. I'm trying to talk with
my ad voice right now.
He was real smooth, wasn't he, earlier?
What's up, ladies? You Hollywood. You Hollywood, girl.
This nigga. Was you
nah, what up, though? What's poppin', man? Huh?
You was at the event this weekend?
Yeah, I was there. You know I'm at every event, man. Spending all my money on bad rap. Yeah, I was there, man. She was lit. I got to the PD a little late.
How did Badafi do again? How did Badafi do?
Badafi did great, man. Badafi's going to be around. That's all I'm saying. Badafi is going to be around. That's all I'm going to say. Badafi did good. I gave it to Badafi 2-1. Gave it to Badafi 2-1.
Was you at, what was it?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was there.
Lit.
By the way, before I get to the news, I want to say my nigga J Murder beat Big Hand 2-1 in the PGs 2.
Oh, shit. I was never a big fan of Big Hand. Oh, that line. So
big fan of Big Hand. Oh, that's a bar.
I got bars. Right. Don't even listen.
All right, so let me
nigga, listen.
All right, my little recap.
Bars on.
Let's hear your recap, Sandy. Go ahead.
Jerry West versus Bangs. I gave the Jerry West clearly 3-0. People think 3-0 sound bad, but he didn't body him at all. He didn't body Bangs at all, but it was really clear. Bangs is like sometimes he play around, sometimes he take it serious. He had a battle a week before that. I think it was a week before that too. It was the week before that he had a battle. So I gave the Jerry West 3-0. Jerry West is he a problem. Jerry West is a problem. He consistent. And he consistently won that battle right there, 3-0. Then after that was None versus Bonus.
Aw, shit.
Yeah, I gave it to None 2-1. But on camera, yeah, it could be closer. But in the building, it was a clear 2-1.
Damn. I just been hearing it was a clear. I've just been hearing it's a clear loss. Like,
you know why? But people, we got to take into. People don't realize, I know for me, I take into, like, what I think of the battle coming in. Like, I thought Bonus was going to body None. I didn't think None was really good.
That's what I thought as well.
And then he started rapping. He
said, and then, I thought he was going to body None. Then this nigga opened his mouth.
Yeah, he started rapping, my nigga. He was doing real good. I'm like, damn. Damn. Bonus did good, but I was expecting a little more. I was expecting a little more out of Bonus. I ain't gonna lie, I was expecting to bite that nigga. But, you know.
Well, you win some, you fucking lose some.
What was after that? I think it was Dot and Young X after that, if I'm not mistaken. Ugh. It was bad. It was bad.
What's your bad like now, though?
It was bad. Like, no, niggas couldn't even. I was waiting to gas my nigga Dot, my nigga. I was sitting there waiting to like, it was nothing. He didn't have not one. All right, when
no,
he first,
nothing,
his first word
not
was,
even.
His first ball was a haymaker, and all he did was say one word. He said smack. The crowd went
crazy.
Yeah, because
you know he got that ability to do that shit.
Yeah, and that's all he did. And Dot is my nigga.
Damn.
That's my nigga, but I keep it 100. That nigga Young X 3-0'd him. Clearly. That was the body of the night. That was the only really,
damn,
that was really the only body. That was really the only body at all. But that was the body of the night, though.
Ah,
and after that,
damn,
was Tink and Mike P. I want to say this about that battle. That battle was a great fucking battle. And it's getting overshadowed by Av and Nitty. But that battle was fucking fire. Tink and Mike P was a fucking fire.
I heard it was fire.
fighting. Them niggas was fighting. They had angles. They did everything in that battle. They did everything in that battle, man. That's the most debatable battle of the night right there. I edged it to Mike P, maybe, but I can't. I won't even be mad if somebody gave it to Tink. The thing why I gave it to Mike P is because Tink would be having breathing problems. He a big nigga, and he be having breathing problems. He be rapping. So by the time he got to his third round, he was like he ran out of gas, and he could barely get his words out because that nigga was, he looked tired and shit. But that battle was crazy. That battle was fucking crazy. Them niggas did great. They did everything in that battle. Punching, scheming, angles. They both took angles on each other. They was doing everything in that battle. They did everything in that battle. Tink was shooting at everybody. All these niggas in that battle. That battle was fire. Then I believe after that, well, I think it was Rum Nitty and Av after that, if I'm not mistaken.
You think it was who?
I think it was Rum Nitty and Av after that, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I think that was the next battle after that.
We all know how that went.
Yeah, that battle was the best battle I ever witnessed. Like, nah, that ass, I'm not even gonna lie. That was the best battle I was ever in the building for. That might be one of the top five battles ever. Battle rap.
You sound like somebody, bang.
It might be.
I heard that.
It really might be that.
I heard that, though, across the board, though. Which is good. It really might be.
That's
the niggas was. Get on their shit and drop that battle like tomorrow.
They don't have to.
Shut up, Fetty.
I'm just saying.
Why they don't have to do that, Fetty?
They don't. It just happened. It just happened 2 days or 3 days ago. Something.
First of all, I'm exaggerating. That's first.
I know you're exaggerating, baby. But they could build the anticipation. But that battle was fucking crazy, though. Av went first. Av was fucking cooking. And I was standing there. I was on stage for all the first three battles. So for this battle, I went to the crowd. I said, you know what? I don't even want to be on stage for this battle. I went to the crowd, and I was standing next to my nigga Snake Eyes. And I told him, he said, who you got? I said, I got Av. He said he got Rum Nitty. But nigga, Av was going. I'm looking at Snake Eyes like, yo, there's nothing this nigga could say to this nigga. There's nothing at all he could say to Av right now. Rum Nitty started going, man. I'm like, damn. Halfway through his round, Snake Eyes like, he got this round. I'm like, nah, he need a few more. And he took that round, I think. He took the first round. The first round was fucking straight classic. The second round, I gave to Rum Nitty like a little more clearer than the first round. And then the third round, I gave to Av. So they both was cooking all three rounds, though. They both was straight cooking all three rounds. It was crazy. Them niggas had me feeling like I ain't shit. Them niggas had me feeling like, damn, I got a lot of work to do.
The accuracy of your statement.
What happened? What you said?
Nothing.
Hello?
I said something smart.
Alright. But yeah, that battle was fucking retarded. Shout out to both them niggas, man. And I wasn't even going to go to that card, but the day before I seen Av, Av came to the PGs, and it was a We Go Hard card, like right after that. And I was in there, and he was like, yo, you coming tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of going to all these events, man. I don't know if I'm going. And I went. He was like, yo, nigga, you need to come. And I ain't gonna lie, I went because that nigga told me that. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I witnessed that battle. I ain't gonna lie. Then after that was Chilla Jones and Cortez. That shit was whack. That battle was whack. Cortez beat Chilla 2-1, though. I can tell you that. In the building. But the battle was whack. Then the battle after that, I think, was Cicero and Ty Law. I gave it to Ty Law 3-0. Cicero, he had energy and sound effects, nothing else. He's the type of nigga
sound
that
sound effects.
Yeah, like boom, 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 pow. That shit go bang, bang. Like that's what he do. I mean, he ain't really wasn't punching at all, really. Then he started like this first half a minute, 45 seconds, maybe even a minute of his first minute of his third round was a mixtape verse. But Prep was a funny nigga because we was on stage. Prep was like, yo, this is mixtape. Prep is spitting it at the same time he's spitting it. So I'm like, oh, no, I know this nigga ain't doing that. But then he set a bar, like, after he split that part, he set a bar, like, oh, y'all ain't even know that's my old shit. And that shit fire, some shit like that. So, but he ain't really do good. He got there late. Then he was talking about he ain't won a battle yet. He wanted to warm up, all type of shit. But Ty Lowe was in his bag, consistent, three rounds. I mean, the only reason some people would say that Cicero got any round is because Tyler Rowe got an unorthodox style, and he just do that. That's it. He don't do nothing else. He just do that style, but Tyler punches be crazy. And everybody not going to catch it. You ain't going to catch it right away. And then this nigga, Cicero got an easy style to listen to. So that's just the difference between them two. Then after that was Chess and Reed. Yeah, that battle was weird. It was weird. I gave it to Chess 2-1. First and the third.
Okay.
But Reed did very, very good though. I'm not gonna lie about that. Reed is ready now. Against John John, he wasn't ready. In this battle he was ready. Like, I can see why people will give that battle to Reed. Reed is ready for the main stage. Reed is ready now. Like, he ready now. But Chess is just an alien. And that wasn't the best Chess either. That was not the best Chess either. I can say that too. So that's probably why people were probably ready for Chess to body Reed. He probably was waiting for that. And that did not happen. He didn't body him, but he won that battle, though. I could say that. And Reed choked in the third. Chess was stumbling a little bit. Then Chess, hello?
We hear you.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, Chess was, he was doing good. I forgot the fuck I was going to say just now. Oh, yeah, Chess was, he was stumbling a little bit. He was,
like you just did?
Oh, yeah, the second round, that's what I was going to say. The second round, the nigga fucking Mike turned off in the second round, and he just kept rapping. Like, the whole half of his second round, he rapped with no mic. And then his mic turned off too, and they stopped the battle and fixed the mic. So I wasn't really jacking. I didn't really like that shit. Like, I didn't really like that, how they did that, but... And then another thing, these Philly niggas was gassing this nigga Reed. And they didn't even have to gas him either, like... They was kind of like... They was gassing Reed, my nigga. Every punch he said, the whole half of the stage was going crazy. Like, oh, oh, like... It was, like, looking crazy on the stage. But... I mean, the battle wing, it didn't turn out to be what I thought it was going to be. Hold on, 1 second. I'm on the radio shit with the Coochie Gang girls. Hello?
Coochie Gang. Shout out to Coochie Gang.
Yeah, my fault.
It's all right.
But, yeah, that's how it, but the event was crazy, though. The event was fire. It was packed in there. It was a lot going on, man. It was a lot going on in there, man. I thought I was going to see y'all in there. Well, at least Nico. I thought Nico was going to be in the building.
I was going to say, I couldn't come. Look,
man, I know you live.
Mm-hmm. I don't live there. If I lived there, I would be at everything, but I don't. So.
I know Miss Southern Battle Rap.
Yep. Shout out to Southern Battle Rap. Sure
fuck
am.
Fuck the South.
And I'm all
fuck
right
the
with
South.
You.
When
what
I come down there, I'm going to wear
you.
A t-shirt that says, fuck the South.
You don't want to fit in with us. You gonna ask me to take you to get a grill and gonna show you the food spot and you gonna be good. Trust
me.
How
y'all been, man? I ain't been on in like a year, man. What's up?
Oh, shut up, fool. Anyway, you come down here. Some of these SBI niggas will probably fucking smoke your boots, Betty. Why you talking shit?
I'm saying,
and
man.
And I say that with confidence.
I will battle Scotty. I'm probably battle Sad Scotty. I'll smoke Scotty.
You will what?
I'll smoke. I will smoke Scotty.
You're not Scotty, gonna try and shit on Southern battle rap like that.
But listen, I will smoke. I'll be about I'll battle Gutter. I'll battle niggas I know, but the rest of the niggas, I'm just jigging up, man. Because I'm kind of a big deal out here, man. I'm not even Hollywood,
you kind
man.
Of, all
Hills.
Right, yes, you are. See, this, when I was
I'm Beverly
earlier,
Hills.
When
I'm
I was
Beverly
like,
Hills. Get it
when
right,
I
baby.
Was like, when
Take
Ab was like, he humble. When Ab was like, he humble, and I'm like, please don't get like some other battle rappers. I ain't gonna be phony, but like, I was like, please don't. And you know what I was talking about? I was talking about hell yeah, I was talking about you, Fettuccine, because your ass is super Holly fucking Wood. I ain't finna even sit here. I both say your name, and now you forced my hand. I'm gonna say your damn name. You super Hollywood. That's why I got time for all that bullshit. You ain't even know what somebody else is, too, but I ain't going to even say his name because he ain't on the app to say nothing about it. So I'm not even going to say his name, but it's a few
he ain't on the
app. He not on the app. Chill your ass out. Anyway, when I was speaking about the Southern Battle Rap card, I forgot to mention Benny and Sway and Swizzy Battle, which is Swamp. She might be busy. Maybe she getting her nothing. I was going to say something real vulgar. I had to catch myself. And remember, I'm trying to work on my image. So I won't be vulgar, but I was about to be really vulgar.
Lord.
I was about to be really vulgar like I was on Nico's live feed yesterday. She was on live yesterday. Yeah, she was.
I couldn't even go live, man,
because Nico's on live, man. I know I wasn't going to get no viewers. Everybody was
you
on live.
Sure everybody would support because everybody supports the Coochie Gang.
We're
going
to
meet you for 3 seconds, Fetty. You're
coming the
on.
Hell out.
Ah, nah, pause that. Look, we're from mute you for a second, Fetty, just for 1 second because I need to get to these other two that have been waiting real quick and then I'll put you
You
going to
mute
okay?
me or you going to.
You
want
to stay on? You Okay, no, because this is a Texas number, so I ain't got time for you to be talking about the fucking
You mean
South
what?
Texas
you mean
nigga.
What? You mean that I'm not going to be on no more right now?
No,
I can do what I got to do.
If
now,
you
right?
can be
I
quiet,
can,
if you could be quiet, yeah, I'm going to mute you because I ain't got time to hear no background noise.
Me.
Nico did it.
You muted me? You muted me?
You want me? I can mute you. You want me to mute
you?
I said to mute me. Mute me. So I could,
okay, we mute you. Shut up, Bass. 713-235. You're on live with Pam and Gina.
Yo, what up, Pam and Gina? It's your boy Maestro. What's the fucking deal?
Hi, Maestro.
Yeah,
how
what's
are
the
you?
Fucking deal? Southern battle rap in the building. Hey, tell that clown ass Fetty, what that nigga name is? Yeah, shut that shit up.
Fettuccine.
You can't come to the South, nigga. You can't come to the South, nigga. Fuck out of here. You
tell
will get smoked, and you ain't. And you ain't battling none of the top niggas. You trash out here. We don't know you, clown. So you got to work your way up. Fuck out of here. Stupid ass nigga.
Get in your bag.
What it is,
though, Sam
and
Gina?
Yeah, man,
these
niggas don't know. It ain't shit sweet out
See,
here,
Nico,
man.
He didn't even sound that country.
You feel me?
He
I don't know what the fuck they thought.
He doesn't sound that country.
He doesn't
sound country,
he doesn't. He sounds very north. No, he don't. No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
That is Nico. Okay.
He
the fact that she know you from Texas.
Hell.
The fact that she know you from Texas, she might slander. So let's not even go there. Tell
me about
your
shit.
Battle. I gave you performance of the night. Sir.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw that. I appreciate that. I'm glad
you definitely
I'm glad
still
you enjoyed that shit.
I really
yeah,
was
no,
left
no.
to sleep on y'all. I'm not gonna lie, I was like everybody else that's outside of the South as far as battle rap goes. I didn't really give
right.
many of y'all an opportunity to like wow me
right,
and
check
a lot
that
of
shit out. Right, right.
Yeah,
I'm
so.
Glad you enjoyed
y'all
it, man. Like you mentioned, shit, Ammunition Gang was all over the fucking card.
Yeah,
shout out to
was.
The squad. Shout
yeah.
out to Ammo Gang. We, you know what I'm saying, we run the South, along with a couple other niggas, you know what I'm saying, out here in Texas, though, this is definitely Ammunition Gang land. So shout out to my
it
nigga Irv. He definitely did his thing. Irv did his thing. Suave did his motherfucking thing. Kaza did his thing.
I feel like Suave lost, though. Love y'all, but
a lot of people do. I mean, it was a good battle, and I get that to Beanie. Like, I ain't gonna come up here and like bullshit. Beanie has some shit, and he raps forever. You feel me? But the nigga has some shit. But the nigga has some shit. I ain't gonna discredit
him. Let's be technical. Even if he stopped at the 5 minutes that they agreed on, he had a lot in that 5 minutes. I still think he could have beat Swab with the first 5 minutes.
He moved kind of slow. When the footage drops, you'll see how slow. Yeah,
I think
he.
Like
I think it took him a while to get warm.
Minutes to cook, but once he started, them last 4 minutes he was doing what he's supposed to do. So, I guess
I give you that. He has some shit, no doubt, no doubt. But then you had Kayser versus Focus. That's how y'all say it, by the way. Focus. Since
it
we're
is
so country,
focus,
that's
so
how
then
we
was right.
Focus.
No, we yeah, we just. So, I was unsure, but I thought it was
I got
Focus.
You.
Focus. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
The homie Focus.
What is it?
The homie Focus
times?
Had a little slip up. Nah, it's Focus. Focus.
It's
like
four
Focus.
I'm
like I forgot
in
about
New York, but listen, Maestro, in New York, it's four cuz, all right? It's four cuz.
Y'all
that
speak funny
name,
anyways. Y'all niggas awkward out there. Fuck you thought.
It's four cousins.
I'm not even from the South. When we're just talking normal, it's four. It's not like four. Though if
yeah,
I'm speaking to like somebody in the corporate world, I'll say four. But when I'm just talking regular,
yeah,
it's four. Like four.
Yeah, exactly.
433, like
you
four.
Only, you only get the four unless them folks on the phone. We talking four.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, nah, but then we had that battle. It was fucking crazy. The event, the venue was a little heated in that motherfucker, but everybody was in that thing. Like you said, we had the beautiful women. I brought about 75% of them fine-ass women there. I take pride in that shit. Everybody knows. Yeah, that's my – yeah, the chick you talking about, though, that ain't my chick. That's – she was with the, one of the homies. But, yeah, man, motherfucker bad, ain't she?
She
that nigga
she
know
was.
His bitch bad,
feel-
too.
He know it too. But he let her roam around the damn thing. I should have snatched that. I snatched girlfriends.
That's right. That's,
like,
we,
come
oh, shit, we can snatch them bitches together. But then I came out. You know what I'm saying? That Maestro versus Jackie Boy shit jump off, and it was fucking crazy. It was fucking crazy. I think
it was.
I shocked a lot of people. They didn't expect me to come out the way that I did. I came out with that aggression, my usual shit. It was just on a bigger platform. And then another thing, shout out to Scotty, shout out to the homie Lawrence from RBE who sponsored the battle. Shout out to everybody that put everything in place, because, hell, whether it was by design or by default, we end up headlining the card. I've been battling for a year now. You get what I'm saying? On camera. I've been battling for a year now, and to headline a Houston Barcode, that shit's stupid crazy. Like, that shit's unbelievable, you feel me? So all the hard work a nigga put in, it was a show this past weekend for sure. And I think me and Jackie Boy, both of us are our career to do a quick little turn. So I think it'll be a turn for the better on top of that.
That's
yeah.
Shout out to everybody, though. Yeah, shout out to Pam and Gina, dog.
Sam,
I'm glad you came. Gina, I'm glad you was out here. Gina's stiff, though. If you see Gina and you, like, I try to walk her ass to the corner store. She walking around third ward like the shit cool. I'm like, yo, I'll walk you to the corner store. Now I'm good. All right. Let one of these dope fiends snatch you up. You're going to be surprised, nigga.
She's straight. Well,
10%. Exactly.
Say that again.
Listen here. I do what I want to do, for real. I'm not really too much worried. I'm not from, like, some cookie-cutter city. My city is, like, very, very terrible. And I feel comfortable wherever I am. Like, I really can step into... Like, unless I know, like, I kind of get a read, I'm comfortable wherever I am. I don't care about
sports
and shit.
It was just a thought. Like, I mean, you don't want to see nobody walk off.
I appreciate that. That's that Southern hospitality. Hospitality. That is a gentleman. So, thank you. No, that is
I'd be
really...
I'd be wrong as fuck if I let a nigga slit your throat, man. I just walk off. Like, oh, well. It is what it
they
is.
Do stuff like that. Now you scare me.
See?
Now I'm not.
See? You see what I'm saying?
That's fucked up because I'm going to be on the porch now.
Nah, man. Now, you know it's love in the South, man. It's love in the South. Shout out to NOBL. Shout out to the people from New Orleans that came out. They were definitely in the building, man. I don't know why everybody sleep on the South, but, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a few people that can attest we got that work out here. For real, for real. For real, for
that's
real.
That's what's up.
Hey, man.
Well, thank
well, I ain't
you
gonna
for calling,
hold y'all
Maestro.
Long. That's it. For sure, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank y'all for having me on. I definitely continue
thank you for
listening.
Calling.
Y'all have a good night. No problem.
Thank you,
sweetheart. Always.
Ah.
Now, who is the 702? What area code is that?
Focus.
702-882. You on live?
Focus.
Who's 702? 702, you on
live?
Yo.
Who is it?
Yo.
Ike.
Who is it?
What up, Jay? It's Ike. What up,
Ike? My Ike?
Ike. Yeah.
My IG.
First of all, I
turned
down the
TV.
That's number one.
Yeah, my bad.
Your ass
I left the room. My bad about that.
I turned down the motherfucking TV.
Nico on you quick as hell.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, he come on talking about this like with his TV making fucking mad noise.
Yeah, what's popping, Nico?
Anyway, can you really give your stance, or do you have to be politically correct since you worked? You know what I'm saying? You kind of worked in the event, or you gonna give us your recap of Born Legacy?
I'm give you a quick recap. Yeah.
Why you sound sweet? Wake your ass up. We live over here. Get up right now.
Nah, I just literally just woke up this morning. Basically it was pretty much everything Fetty was saying, you know what I'm saying? Avin Rum was room shaker. You know what I mean? Mike P and Tink was crazy. Like Tink is really like the he's really on his devilish shit. Mike P held his own. Did some wild shit in the second. Some Street Fighter shit. I don't want to give it away, but yo, that was fire. With Tez and Chilla was a little, I can't say it was a little boring, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to give it to Cortez, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need your energy to change because, to my understanding, some of these battles are super amped and you super calm, like super sweet. So,
I'm dead right now.
You what? You dead? We can tell. Why would you press one if you did? We would have let you sleep. Because if I had unused it, you were snoring or something.
You better put this on your ass real fast.
My bad. I'm about to leave this spot, though. I'm going to call back in a few, though. Yeah. Put me on mute right now.
You stop calling. Good night.
I bitch my time. Hey, man, he about to call back in the queue. We about to wrap the damn show up. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? You're going to have to catch the recap. Hello?
I'm here, Mama.
Okay. We about to wrap up because I'm ready to go. So I'm going to give myself. You can find me on Facebook, Nico Nicole, N-I-K-K-O Nicole. Also on Instagram, it is Nice with Nico. And Twitter, it's Miss Dave Darkskin. Also make sure you follow our Instagram, BRS Pam and Gina. And you could like us on Facebook at Pam. It's literally just Pam and Gina on Facebook. I was thinking that there was going to be another Pam and Gina Facebook page, but there really isn't. So you can follow us on Facebook, like the page, Pam and Gina. We post updates of what we're going to be doing on the show, who we're going to be having, all that fun stuff. So make sure you like the page. Also, this weekend, on Sunday, we are going to be in New Jersey for the Trap New York Garden State. We are going to be in New Jersey. It is this Sunday. If you need information, you can hit me up. You can go to the Facebook page, The Trap New York, or the Instagram or Twitter, which is The Trap_New York. And you can also like their page on YouTube, which is also The Trap_New York. So make sure you go to YouTube, subscribe to the videos, subscribe to the page. And also make sure you fuck with Coochie Gang. Coochie Gang later, make sure you hashtag Coochie Gang or hashtag Cam and Gina. And we'll be back again Wednesday. One more crush Wednesdays. All right, that's it. My plug was short tonight.
Yeah, that was not short. Who told you that was short? Anyway, the lesser of the two evils. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BKA_Jaquise. That's BKA_JAQUECE. You can find me on Facebook. Again, do not message me on Facebook, though. But my Facebook is Jaquise J, and that's J-A-Y-E. Like Nico said, go like our Facebook page, guys. This is Pam and, spell the word and, out. Gina. You can, however, if you have anything like business-related, I had some young lady tell me she's doing an online league and she wanted to check out some of the stuff. She inboxed Pam and Gina's page. Y'all can do that. because I do have the Pages Management app now, so I can talk to you guys through Pam and Gina. Go like and follow our Instagram as well, which is BRS Pam and Gina. We kind of are getting that back active. That was kind of slow. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube, which is No Filter Radio, and follow us on Twitter for Pam_and_Gina. Shout out to you, Sabarco. Make sure you like all of those things there for Southern Battle Rap. If you're not in Southern Battle Rap group, to get acquainted with Southern Battle Rap, go to #SouthernBattleRap on Facebook. Get acquainted with a lot of those. They are very, 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 very slept on, but they are super fire. We're biased. I'm not biased, but I'm very, like, hard on people. My standards is kind of eh. Shout out to Coochie Gang. So that's Ash Cat, that's Morgan Brittany. Make sure you guys are following Morgan Brittany's better known as page, which is BTTRKNWNAS. You can make sure you follow that for all of her stuff. So if you see us rocking an all black with a BKA, that is for better known as, and that's by Morgan Brittany. She has pullovers, leggings, hoodies, sports bras, and all these things. Like all this flash shit, windbreakers, whatever you're looking for, joggers, jogging pants, check out Morgan Brittany. You can follow her Facebook, or you can look it up on Instagram. I think that is it. We are here every Wednesday. We moved from Tuesday to Wednesday in lieu of Woman Crush Wednesday. 9 p.m. is 773-897-6224. If you ever want to call in and talk your shit, you always can press 1 and holla back with us. So we're going to go ahead and wrap for tonight, but we'll have the online link so you guys can always listen back to it. And thank you. Good night, my Pam.
Same time, same place. Night, love you.
Mwah.